Greetings, everyone. This is Fred Coulter. Welcome to Church at Home. Church at Home is sponsored by the Christian Biblical Church of God, and we are dedicated to restoring original Christianity for today and restoring the truth of God, which is contained in the Word of God. Today, we live in a world that there is hardly anything true. There may be facts, but no one is seeking after truth. No one is seeking after righteousness. No one is asking, what on earth is God doing? And because the clergy, the churches, the schools, the governments, and individuals have rejected God, we are in the process of being given over to great evils. And they are coming in the guise of something good. And behind all of that is a great spirit power called Satan the devil, who Jesus said was a liar from the beginning and is deceiving the whole world. And that's why, as you look at the world, everything is upside down. How can the things that are taking place be taking place? Well, here's what happened. Come right back here. We've been here before, Isaiah, the 5th chapter. This has happened over and over and over again. And we are going through the cycle of decline and destruction. And it's not just financial. It is because we have rejected God. It is because we have not taught our children what is right. It is because we have allowed evil people, inspired of Satan the devil, for the past 100 years, who have used Satan's tactics of redefining and relabeling things so that it appears to be good, but the agenda is evil. And Satan works in increments. A little here, a little there. Change a little here, change a little there. Now we are confronted with several great propositions which are set to destroy this nation. And we live in it. And we love it. And when we first started, at the beginning with the United States of America, we brought God into it. We said, God, you're the creator. You have made all men equal. God, we want to model our laws after yours. And as a matter of fact, the Bible was the key thing that the early settlers used as the basis for their education. And now look at the states today. Massachusetts, Connecticut, New York, Vermont, New Hampshire, Maine, New Jersey. It is filled with evil, devastation, crime, abortion, lawless government, heavy taxation. 70% of children born in New York State are born out of wedlock. And we think that we are educated. We think and proclaim that we are evolving to a better, more just, more balanced society by getting rid of the Bible, by promoting atheism, by promoting free sex, by promoting lying and cheating and stealing And the number one thief is the United States government. Then add in the state governments. Now, some state governments, they have some people that are trying to do right. And they have a certain amount of blessings from God. But you take the states that I've just mentioned and you add in it Illinois, California, Oregon, and Washington. They're all giving themselves over to the progressive agenda, which is a cloak covering communism and atheism and total control over people. And they gain the control through the false education that is now in the government schools, through the false doctrines that come from the churches that proclaim the laws of God have been done away, that come from not teaching the proper history of this nation, that come from giving our children everything so they are spoiled, narcissistic brats that come from divorce and remarriage. And if you look at the electoral map, those states control most of the electoral college. So evil people who these states support and bring up as their leaders and candidates for president, all they have to do is capture a couple of other states, and the cloak of evil strangles America, and there's nothing we can do about it. And now, before the Supreme Court of the United States, stands two cases concerning same-sex so-called marriage. And those are in direct defiance against God, the very basic building block of the nation. There are no longer any, or let's put it this way, very few, what they call traditional families. You need to understand. The non-traditional families are not families. They have so far left the truth that it is just absolutely incredible to try and understand their kind of thinking. And yet it's pervasive. Now let's see what Isaiah tells us in Isaiah 5 and verse 20. Woe to those who call evil good and good evil. Now what we're told? Oh, it's good to have promiscuous sex. Oh, it's good to smoke pot. Oh, it's good to have same-sex marriages. And it's put in the context that we are gay. They're anything but gay. You have to dig very hard to get the statistics on the mental illness, the murders, the assaults, the sexually transmitted diseases, and other diseases that are in homosexual communities. Because the press doesn't want anyone to know. We are in deep trouble. Absolutely deep trouble. And you add into it the next thing, because all the states need money, they need tax money. So let's get it, as I said 10 years ago they would do, let's legalize marijuana and tax it. Then we can control it. Are we so ignorant and stupid and blind and so politically destructive in our thinking that we haven't learned one thing from tobacco cigarettes? How it destroys health and lives? No, we haven't. And then you add in the sex education that they're going to give to these 4-year-olds that our illustrious President Obama wants to come into Head Start program. Now, the Head Start program may sound good to a lot of people. Oh, I want my kids to be smart. We'll go to Head Start so they'll be smarter than anybody else. Well, that's not the curriculum they're going to teach them. They're going to brainwash them, and they are going to sexize them, hook them on sex so their minds and their personalities and their abilities as adults will be worthless. Oh, but we're doing a good thing, yes. And we're so good, as a government, we're going to give the money to Planned Parenthood to do that in all of our schools. Aren't we good people? God says, woe to you. Continuing now, who put darkness for light and light for darkness? Who put sweet for bitter and bitter for sweet? Woe to them that are wise in their own eyes and prudent in their own sight. And that's what we have. Instead of going to God and finding out, first of all, who is God? Next, what is his purpose in life? Next, what is marriage all about? Next, how we can avoid sinning against God? No. We go back, and just as Solomon said in Ecclesiastes, there is nothing new under the sun. Not a thing. That which has been is that which will be. The same sex problem has plagued every civilization in the world and destroyed them. Babylon is gone. Persia is gone. Greece is gone. Russia and China have had their ups and downs through their history too. Europe has had its ups and downs as they recycle these various things through different periods of history. Likewise with the tribes in the Western Hemisphere. And now here we are, after the blessings of God, choosing the way of sin. Choosing the way of lawlessness. Now let's come to Matthew 24. Let's see how Jesus described it. And these are the last days. Now how long the time of the end is going to be, we don't know. But we surely know by the increasing amount of sin that the judgment of God is coming. And all of those of you who live in the Northeastern Corridor, let me ask you a question. How's it been for you this year? You're the leading states with the most abortions. How's the punishment of God been against you? How's it been with the free sex? How's it been trying to rear children without fathers? You know, there was an interesting little testimony by a girl who went before a committee wanting to find out about should there be same-sex marriage. She had a very interesting question for those august political leaders, the wise who are going to make the decision and write the law and pass the law and sling it around the necks of everyone. She said, which one of my parents do I not need?
If you change the law that says two moms or two dads could get married, it would take away something very important for children like me across the state. My mom is very important to me because she teaches me about things about being a girl. She is kind, thoughtful, gentle, and beautiful. She cares for me and others and listens very well to things I want to talk to her about. I am learning from her to be a good woman, wife, and mother someday. Even though I learned some of these things from my dad, my mom teaches them in a very special way. Without my mom, it would be very hard for me to learn them. She is my role model on how to be a girl, and I love her very much. My dad is also very important to me because he protects me and helps me get the confidence to be a girl who is growing up to be a woman. He takes care of problems in a way that my mom cannot, just like my mom wouldn't be able to be the woman she is without my dad. I wouldn't be able to be the woman I want to be without my dad. Because he is strong, wise, and different than my mom, I learn things from him that I would not be able to learn in the same way from my mom. Since every child needs a mom and a dad to be born, I don't think we can change that children need a mom and a dad. I believe God made it that way. I know some disagree, but I want to ask you this question. Which parent do I not need, my mom or my dad? I'll ask again, which parent do I not need, my mom or my dad?
God made it so that there is father and mother, for a very good reason. God made it so that we need both parents. And one thing about homosexual behavior, it is the way of misery and death. What are you going to produce? Why should you be treated equal because you cannot bring children into the world? Oh, and don't any lesbians say, well, I can go to a fertility clinic and I can get impregnated. Now, let me read you what Jesus said. Matthew 24, verse 10. And then shall many be led into sin. Isn't that what we're doing with our youth? Isn't that what we're doing with our senior citizens? They're not exempt from it. Every single television channel, regardless of the station, seem to have ads for erectile dysfunction for men. Why do they have to have that? The whole world has been saturated in evil, promiscuous sex, from the very youngest to the oldest, and shall betray one another. Oh yes, divorce and remarriage and lying and cheating and stealing and turning people in and lying. And shall hate one another. Isn't that where we are? And many false prophets shall arise and deceive many. Isn't that what we have? You watch the news at night and you ask the question, are they warning against the consequences of same-sex union? They shouldn't be dignified by being called marriages, because then you lose the battle, because lust becomes love and perversion becomes marriage. And because lawlessness shall be multiplied, lawless laws. Ever heard of hate speech? You ever heard of the Second Amendment, freedom of speech? How can that be compatible? Oh, yes, those who speak the truth, they can be hated and run into the ground and made to look evil and wretched and rotten. And all the evil, wretched, rotten people just smile and say, oh, what a pity those people are so backward. As Bill O'Reilly said, those who are against same-sex unions are Bible thumpers.
That if you're going to stand up for heterosexual marriage and exclude gay marriage, if you're going to do that, you've got to do it outside the Bible. You can't cite the Bible because you'll lose if you do
right,
it.
But
well, dear Bill O'Reilly, in your narcissistic egoism, you better thump the Bible, because if you don't thump the Bible and teach the Bible, God is going to thump you. And the love of many shall grow cold. Yes, indeed. Let's come back here to Hosea, the fourth chapter. And I want you to understand what is happening. And I want you to understand that when a nation goes against God, God will take away his protection and he will abandon them. Have you abandoned God? Are you ready for him to abandon you? And when he does, what will you do? Now notice, Hosea the 4th chapter, verse 1, hear the word of the Lord, children of Israel, which the United States of America and Great Britain are, the modern descendants of Israel. This is a prophecy for us today. For the Lord has a controversy with the inhabitants of the land. There is no truth, nor mercy, nor knowledge of God in the land. Where is God? He has left us. By swearing and lying and killing and stealing and committing adultery, they break out and blood touches blood. That sound like your city? That sound like your neighborhood? Does that sound like your nightly news? Guess what? This was prophesied thousands of years ago. Therefore shall the land mourn, and everyone who dwells in it shall languish, with the beast of the field, with the birds of heaven. Yes, the fish of the sea shall be taken away. That's what's happening. Verse 6, my people are destroyed for lack of knowledge. How much knowledge of God do you have and the truth of God? Well, too many people have been turned off by that which is called Christianity, which is not true. I get emails all the time from people saying that they can't stand going to the churches they've been going to because there is nothing taught and there is no truth. They don't teach them knowledge. Now notice, this comes from God, and we're going to see the most important thing for us to understand is this. The laws and commandments of God are working all the time. Blessings for those who love God and obey him, curses for those who reject. And it multiplies as you go through generations. Because you have rejected knowledge, I will also reject you from being a priest to me. Since you have forgotten the law of your God, I will forget your children. Has that not happened? Yes, indeed. As they were increased, so they sinned against me. More sin, more sin, more sin, more sin. Yes, let's take a poll. All the poll shows that more and more people are accepting all of these perverted notions. And of course, the majority is always right. Not so if they don't know what is right. I will change their glory to shame. Verse 9. And it has become like people, like priests, I will punish them for their ways and reward them for their doings. And if you think you've seen a lot of bad stuff recently, you better hang on, because it's going to come, and you are being warned from the Word of God. It is coming. For they shall eat and not have enough, they shall commit whoredom, and shall not increase because they have stopped taking heed to the Lord. Whoredom and wine and new wine take away the heart. Is that what has happened? Yes, indeed. My people seek advice from their wooden idols, and their rod declares to them, for the spirit of whoredoms has caused them to go astray. They have gone whoring from under their God. That's where we are. That's the state of the nation. That's the state of the world. Now, what about you? What is your life? What are you going to do? Are you going to return to God the way God wants you to? Well, today I've covered some things that are going to affect everyone in this nation. And if these things turn out like it looks like they're going to, you better be right with God, because the axe is going to fall and the judgment is going to come. And it's just like the breaking out of a wall that's leaning over. It's going to come, boom! And you will wonder, what happened? So I hope that you will have ears to hear, as Jesus said, and a willingness to love God and do what is right is needed. And that's why we're here at Church at Home. So once again, thank you for inviting me into your home. So until next time, this is Fred Coulter saying, so long, everyone.